Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We want to talk about inheritance tax on the show today because we've been hearing over the last couple of months that there's been a planned shake-up of the inheritance tax regulations and rules, and reports today, reading in The Independent, that basically if you don't have children, there is now unlikely to be any reprieve in the next budget if you were planning to pass on your estate or some of your estate to maybe a niece, nephew, some form of relative. And we want to talk to listeners about this today. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Anna is with me on the programme today. Anna, what's your situation?
Yeah, our situation, my husband and I, were in our late 40s. We're a childless couple, which doesn't mean we don't have family we love. We have nephews, we have got children, we have friends of children, and we care about them as much as any uncle or parent would. Mm. And I don't believe this is an impossible problem to solve. The state already knows if we have children or not, if you're married or not. And why isn't it possible that if a person dies without children, why not allow them to nominate beneficiaries such as nephews, nieces, godchildren, who could then inherit on the same threshold that would apply to a son or daughter? It's not asking for a special treatment. It's just asking for equality.
So you would like to be in a position, is that right, Anna, yourself and your husband, to, you know, in time, leave your estate to friends of family, children of family friends, or your own relatives, your own nieces and nephews?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not, I hear a lot of people saying, yeah, that's luxury. It's not a luxury for many young people today. That's a necessity. If it's about having a deposit for a home, or a modest inheritance from us would make the difference between building or buying a home and renting forever. You know, it's not a luxury. It's not about, it's not a tax hole loophole. You know, it's just unfair. And I mean, my husband and I, we chose not to have children. What about the people who can't afford IVF, who can't have children? They're penalised twice.
Well, now you could leave those nieces and nephews up to 40 grand each without them having to pay capital gains tax on it.
But what if you have a house? I mean, we live rural. You have a house. If they would be my children, I could just leave them the house and they could live in it. What if they want to live in it? I can't. 40,000, that's a parking spot, you know. It's just not fair. If they would be my children, they could just have the house without any tax. But because they're not my direct children, they have to pay 30 or 33% on the value.
Yeah, anything above the 40 grand. And for the other people you mentioned, the other your friends' children that, you know, you sound like you're very close to some of them, Anna, that's about, 20 grand's the threshold there, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Even if I have five children I want to consider, it's still, what is it? Not even 200,000. I mean, it's just, if you want to leave the house, I live very rural, there's a tight-knit community here and people have children. If I want to leave the house to one of those children because they can't build, because there's no planning permission, I just can't, you know. But if it would be my child, no problem. It's not fair. I mean, the other thing that I struggle with is we work hard, we pay our taxes.
Yeah.
And that money, the estate, everything has been already taxed. We pay income tax, VAT, property taxes, everything. It's like, it's a ripoff.
And what about this? You know, opponents or critics of inheritance tax will talk about the fact that, you know, it's kind of continuing on a sort of a wealth inequality, that it's not a level playing field if your nieces and nephews and the children of your friends are to get, you know, more, we'll say, than the 40 and 20 grand respectively that you can give them.
That is not fair. I mean, talking about inequality. What about millionaires changing their estate to a farm and then just leaving it without tax? I mean, that's tax evasion. Nobody talks about that. It's like I said, it's not a luxury, especially not nowadays, when people can't afford anything. And leaving a house to live and build a family, it's really impossible. And everybody's complaining about young people leaving Ireland. No wonder.
You think there's no wonder why? Stay with me, Anna, for a moment. I want to bring Kieran in. It's 1800 453 106. Kieran, you feel strongly that things should be changed. Is that right?
Yeah. Hi, Andrea.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. I have an elderly cousin of mine that passed away earlier this year and left me a bequest in her will. Thank you, yeah. Now, it's not life-changing what she left me, but it's over the 20K threshold. The main beneficiaries of her estate were actually charities. But she lived alone. She never married. She had no children or siblings. And for the last 10 years or more, I've been looking after her, regularly checking in, bringing her to the shops and the post office and helping her with work around the house and stuff. And we were very close and we spent a lot of time with her. I spent a lot of time with her over the years. And she also came to us at Christmas every year.
Yeah.
And last summer, she became very sick and I got her into hospital. I had to do the fair deal application, got her into the hospital and moved from hospital to nursing home, did all of that. But she passed away earlier this year. But before she died, she asked me to be executor of her will.
Mm.
And I'm currently doing that. And once probate is granted, I'll ensure that all the beneficiaries, including myself, receive their entitlements. But the charities are exempt from tax, but I will be liable to the 33% inheritance tax. And society has changed and not everyone has children. So I agree that the inheritance tax rules need to be reviewed to make them fairer. And I know I'm fortunate to have received something and I'm very grateful for it. But, you know, if I were her son, I would not be subject to the inheritance tax that I will have to pay on the bequest she left me. So,
I'm sorry, did you say this is your cousin? Is that what Kieran the
cousin? She's my cousin. She's actually a cousin once removed. So
you're kind of that category C, are you? Is that the 20 grand threshold?
I'm 20, yeah. That's correct, Andrea, yeah.
So anything above 20 grand, you'll have to pay the 33%?
Yeah, that's correct.
Capital gains tax on it, yeah. Or the capital acquisitions tax on it.
Yeah, and I know there's all different types of stories and scenarios and, you know, but this is just my story and
you feel it's
I feel it's like it's unfair, yeah. Like, I don't think that, you know, I don't think it's fair simply because I was not her son, you know. I was very close to her.
Yeah,
and
it sounds
there's other people
scary
in similar situations, you know.
Sounds like you had a great relationship with her and, you know, obviously in latter years and working out fair deal schemes and all of that kind of bureaucratic stuff.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like you were a great support to her.
Correct, I was, yeah. And we were very close, as I said, and she came to us for Christmas and, you know, and she said, she said that I didn't know until she passed away what she had left for all the beneficiaries. But, you know, she said that that tax is going to get me, she said, and that's all I knew. So I don't know whether that made any difference to how she, shared out her bequest. But
You don't have to discuss the finer details of this now in the national airwaves. But to read between the lines, Kieran, I kind of assume it means that whatever you've inherited, if the threshold is 20,000 and above, does it mean you're going to be forced to have to sell whatever that is to pay the tax on it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Her estate is, yeah, that's correct. That is correct.
Yeah. So you will get obviously something out of it, but you're going to have to sell whatever it is you were left in order to meet that tax bill.
Correct. Yeah. And as I say, you know, there's all different types of stories and scenarios and just this is my story and I just don't think it's fair and they need to look at it and review it, that's all, you know.
John Lowe from themoneydoctor.ie is joining us, Kieran and Anna as well, and loads more stories coming in like this. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. It seems, John, like a lot of people seem to be of the view that, you know, government had indicated they were going to address this and look at some of these kind of inequalities, but it now seems they've been told that you know, it's going to carry a significant cost to the exchequer if they're to change the likes of Kieran and Anna's situations. Is John Lowe with me? Have I got John? I'll try and bring John in maybe in a moment if John's there. It's 1800 453 106. Please mention that unmarried cohabitants owe 33% inheritance tax if one partner dies, even if they jointly own the property. My husband and I married because we couldn't afford to risk inheritance paying tax. We would have lost our home, says this listener. Mark is on the line. Mark, what's your take on all of this today? Were you disappointed to hear that this tax relief plan for, well, really people, I suppose, who don't have children seems to now be off the table?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on the show. I suppose like I'm coming from another side of it, Andrea. The thing that I suppose really angered me, I listen to the show most mornings when I'm at work, was the government official sort of, he was sort of saying that you're in a privileged position straight away if you're receiving inheritance tax. I disagree with that. It no matter what people say, it is a double tax. It's a double tax on fairly double tax money that your parents or whoever is in your family has worked very, very hard, whether it be from a middling class class family or whatever it is. That money should be entitled. You should be entitled to all of that. I work myself. I've been working since I've been 14, 15, 16, right up to now. I've never missed a day's work. I've paid everything and I get absolutely nothing at the end of the month. And just to hear the ignorance of some of these officials, like they're oblivious to what is actually happening to people who get up and do a day's work. There is no incentive for anybody to do a day's work in this country.
So do you
anymore.
Mean you think the threshold should be increased then? Like say, for instance, if you know, or anybody's to inherit as the child from their folks and it's €400,000 is the lifetime threshold.
Yeah.
That should be increased, should it?
I think it should, Andrea, because it's nobody's fault that the price of property has gone through the roof. And in fact, it's the failure of succession of governments time and time again that haven't tackled the housing problem and all these problems. So it's actually those officials with their inability to fix problems that have driven the issue where prices go through the roof. So, you know, like 400,000. A lot of houses are going to be valued at over 400,000 anymore. So
you could look at it the other way. You'd do very well to find a house in Dublin under that.
100%
in any part,
Andrea,
of Dublin.
Absolutely, and this is my point. They're just completely disjointed from reality. What is happening? And like again, going back, saying that people are you know in a privileged position to get any amount of money. Yes, you are to a certain degree, but I'm sure a lot of these people would rather have their mum or dad back or any of the people that are close to them rather than getting a stack of money that they're going to have to pay tax on again. You know, when they're left with nothing themselves at the end of the month for doing an honest day's work day in day out. That's my argument, Andrea, and I agree with all the other callers on the show there as well from their perspective.
John Lowe is back with us, Mark, from moneydoctors.ie. It's a very decisive subject, this, John, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I have to say, first of all, maybe some of the callers, I'm very impressed with Kieran, who's doing his own probate. I think that's a great exercise to do yourself rather than give it to a solicitor. It's a very simple operation. And also Anna as well. In terms of aggregates, again, I don't think that was discussed. So aggregates, if you have a cousin or you have an aunt who gives you, say, 40,000, and next year another aunt dies and gives you another 40,000, you pay the full tax, CGT or CAT, capital acquisition tax, on that second 40,000. So the same with the thing. So it is a little bit discriminatory against childless couples or childless people, actually, full stop. So, you know, there should be some, thing really legislated that allows childless couples to be able to, gift up to 400,000. You know, I have three children and I'm married. So I'll have no problem if I can find 1.2 million somewhere. but it's really, as I said, it needs a lobby to go to your local titty, your local minister, and fight for the childless couple.
Yeah, but it seems the advice that's been given to government about this, John, ahead of the budget in October, is that if they were to create this kind of single threshold for tax to try and treat relatives, like in Anna's case, you know, her nieces and nephews, and in Kieran's situation, I suppose, you know, he is the cousin. If you're to treat them the same as your children, the government advice is that it's going to bring significant cost to the exchequer.
Well, there is, of course, and of course, why you're restricted to cousins or aunts or nephews when you can give it to me, for instance, or you. I mean, you'd have admirers on the radio, Andrea, who would say, I have no children, I have no friends, but I want to give my money to Andrea. So, I mean, they should be allowed, if it's their prerogative, and they are allowed to give 400,000 away, they shouldn't be restricted or discriminated against as such.
Well, it does raise government revenue too, doesn't it?
Well, that's the problem that they'd have. But that's something that would need to be really teased out and see how much does it actually cost. You know, they're not getting the 400,000. All they're doing is getting the 33% of
on whatever's above it.
On whatever, yeah. Above
like if
the
if it's 420 or whatever, it's the 33% is on that.
Yeah.
On the 20 plus.
Yeah, on the 20,000, yeah.
Listener tells me inheritance tax is inherently unjust. Other gifts aren't taxed. You don't have to pay tax if you receive a Christmas present or your Holy Communion money, says this listener. David in Dublin says he's four adult children. They cost me roughly about 1 million euro to rear them. I spent about 200 grand of this on that. These costs were borne by those who don't have children, and yet I hear them complaining about being discriminated against, says this listener. Sinead is on the line. Sinead, what's your experience of this?
Well, hi, Andrew. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've actually benefited quite a lot from the current system at the moment. My mother passed away last year.
Oh, sorry,
so everything, thanks very much. And myself, my brother and sister, you know, we were all, the state was left to ourselves. I have two children. So the status quo actually suits me very well, but I'll be honest with you, I believe the status quo is incredibly unfair. I mean, I couldn't believe the threshold was 400,000 after my mother passed away. I thought it was still somewhere in the 300 mark, but 400,000 is an astronomical sum of money to be handed, you know, after the blood's out. Now, I'll be honest with you, money makes people crazy. Inheritance is a incredibly emotive issue, and I understand that. But we have to understand, I mean, I didn't earn the money, the estate that I was basically given. I'm in a very privileged position, and I wouldn't question that for a second. I mean, I am very privileged in what I got, and my children are going to be very privileged because I'm lucky enough that I have my own home, and one day I will leave this earth and they will be able to be the beneficiaries of that. But I think it's incredibly the current thresholds are far too high, and
reduce. So just for a second, Sinead, and I don't want to, you know, don't have to disclose now, like, you know, the finer details of this. But it sounds like you're kind of willing to share some of it with us.
So absolutely.
Whatever you and your siblings inherited after your poor mum passed away last year, you obviously didn't have to. Would you have had to pay? You didn't have to sell anything, basically, to pay tax on it. I take it.
We were under the threshold each of us. So we were all, you know, obviously we'd love to have our mother still here, but you know that's just the way it is, and we were very, very fortunate. None of my friends have children. I've been a cohort of friends, and I'm the only one that has children. None of my friends have children, and they all have properties. And I look at them like, what are they supposed to do? They all have nieces and nephews that they'd love to be able to pass something on to, but the thresholds are incredibly low for them. I think it's like 40 or 1,000 or something like that. So
40 for the nieces and nephews, and 20 grand for, you know, friends, children. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see the thresholds for, I suppose, the category A, or like the
siblings down.
For us, yeah.
Geez, you're the only person, Sinead, I've ever spoke to in the programme that wants to reduce it for the siblings.
No, but like, first there, I mean, at the end of the day, we go on and on about wealth tax in this country. Oh, we should be taxing the wealthy. Inheritance tax, take out the emotion. It is a wealth. I didn't earn that money. It's been handed to me.
Your poor mum paid a lot of tax in it.
Sorry?
Your poor mum, your late mum would have paid.
Yeah, she did. But like, I didn't earn that. You know, we all have, listen, no one likes paying tax. At the end of the day, no one likes paying tax. But that's the social contract. You know, we have to, you know, wealth has to be able to trickle down somewhere. There's plenty of people in this country who don't have the benefit of inherited wealth. You know, there's a lot of people, and you know, they're generally people who are on social welfare. They're on these very small fixed incomes. You know, they don't have that privilege. I'm very privileged. I understand that, and I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but at the end of the day, 4,000 is far too much to be getting without having to pay.
Fair play to you for, you know, for getting in touch and sharing your view today, Sinead, because, you know, one or two might maybe send that in a text, but you know, it's great. I love to talk to people with loads of different opinions and hear from you all on the show, and it's great that you've got in touch, you know, to share your own experience and to say, you know, you're in a fortunate position, as you said yourself, but you think it's too much and it should be,
yeah,
it should be lowered. Michael,
I think it should be lowered, yeah.
Yeah. Michael Hyten is a financial independent expert and personal finance podcast as well, is with us on the line. It doesn't sound, Michael, like we're going to get any change. There's going to be any change to this year,
yeah,
anyway.
Which, look, I mean, any lower taxes is usually a good thing. But hey, look, if they're going to move on to lowering income taxes, and maybe that's where the trade off is, that's not necessarily a bad trade off either, right? So it's possibly a lesser of two evils.
Would you, Sinead's point to lowering the category A, you know, for the sons and daughters, I wouldn't think they'd be meant to. Well, I mean, look, I stand corrected, but I can't imagine there's too many looking to reduce that particular threshold.
I wouldn't have thought so. I have a slightly different take on it when it comes to your kids and managing that. I get emails all the time from people worried sick about their inheritance tax, and they try to give me advice around, are you not worried about how you're going to deal with your wealth with your kids? I have three kids for context, and I'm from New Zealand originally. We didn't even have an inheritance tax in New Zealand. It's not even a conversation that we have in New Zealand. But my take on it is, and I know that this might be unpopular, but you need to reflect on it a little bit too. And it's different if it's your primary house. But outside of your primary house, you know, as somebody that's worked hard and built a portfolio, maybe built investments up, we need to be thinking about spending them down as well. You know, this isn't just about, we're not working hard. I mean, I grinded away for 3 years working two jobs to build up a savings and investment portfolio. Am I doing that just to give it to the kids, or is it there for me to maybe retire early or to work less?
Go away and enjoy it, Michael.
Optionally? To enjoy it, yeah.
Go away and enjoy it yourself.
The beautiful thing is, when you've got this threshold, and that's going to adjust with inflation as we get older. We know that, right? So it's not fixed and set in stone. But that allows us to give our kids a little bit of money tax-free, and the rest of it, we know it's an excuse to spend it in a way. And the big thing for me, and the way I always look at it, is it's far more knowledgeable for our kids, for my kids, to learn the knowledge, to understand that they should be saving a percentage of their income, that they should be investing, looking up for their pension, all of these good, healthy financial habits that we try and pass on to them, rather than just giving them a lump sum of money and saying, here you go, you guys spend it, because we couldn't spend it now in our lifetime. So that's my kind of take on it. And I know it's not necessarily a popular one, but it's something I've reflected on a lot. And as I said, I get a lot of emails about it.
And you're in
this
later
world. Almost worrying for me, you know, oh my goodness, what are you going to do? And it's like, you know what, I'd rather just spend it now and enjoy it, or at least enjoy it over the next 20 or 30
right.
years.
Listener tuned in to yourself and Sinead, absolutely. I think people who don't have kids, we should, as people who don't have children, be able to give our full inheritance to my niece. It angers me so much. I've paid every penny of tax to the government along the way, and I've worked hard for it. I should be allowed to decide what I want to do with it. Mary has got in touch to say an only child is disproportionately penalised with inheritance tax. With house values so high, they are undoubtedly going to inherit more than the €400,000. We could spend an hour talking about this to listeners today. We are going to come back to it though. So if you want to share your own experience, drop us an email. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.